relating to issues regarding smicha and atilas rishos. We pointed out the following chiddush, that the Ran writes, of course, that the dayan that the Torah recognizes as a samoch, that is the one hanikra elohim b'loshon chol, and that individual, the Ran quotes the name of the Ramban, certainly has a ptur tashlumin. Why is that true? Because certainly the real smicha is olo b'makom netilas rishos. And we discussed at length that smicha is not just simply a heter hara, but is considered to be a minui, as Rashi writes, a halach of srara of rabbanus. And we saw that in the Rambam as well, in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perech Chavav, where the Rambam writes the separate lav daraisa kol hametkalel dayan, based on the pasuk of Elohim lo sekalel. Good. We pointed out the chiddush, however, of Tosus. The Tosus equates, and the Pehemad Aleph from the very bottom, the Ramasla Naktina, that what is true of smicha to an extent is also true of netilas rishus, that namely, just as there's a concept when it comes to smicha, that is perpetuated ish mi pi ish, it is nitan l'mesira, so Tosus says the same thing is true when it comes to netilas rishus as well, that one who receives rishus can confer rishus to someone else as well. And we pointed out that this, in fact, is a very great chiddush. When it comes to smicha, which is halacha in minui, a chaloshem in gavra, in such an instance we understand that there's a concept of ish mi pi ish. When it comes to netilas rishus, how do we understand that to be the case? Especially in light of the Tosus earlier, the Ramas Halacha, where Tosus says that the basis of netilas rishus is simply hafkas mamon, based on the principle of hefker, bezen hefker. So certainly there is no halacha that if bezen will declare hefker, bezen hefker, regarding a particular context, that one can transmit and perpetuate that to any different setting or any different context. We suggested the following chiddush in Tosus, that maybe one cannot equate those two stages of the Gemara. Maybe there's an essential difference between Eretz Yisrael Nasi as opposed to Reish Galusa. Tosus already commented that the koach of Reish Galusa, that is rooted in the pasuk of Shevet, and that Tosus refers to as a hafkas mamon, based in Hefker Bezen Hefker. And perhaps Tosus would never suggest under that condition that there's a right of Mesir L'Acherim. Mashenkin, when it comes to a case of Netilas Rishus in Eretz Yisrael, that is Nitan L'Mesir, that is considered to be a form of Smicha L'Chatzayim. In such a case, perhaps, that itself is Nitan L'Mesir. And we discussed the Tshuva Sarivash and Simen Reishayin Aleph, to what extent any form of Netilas Rishus, even Al Yedei Nasi, is or is not Nitan L'Mesir. Good. He pointed out the following chiddush, that it would appear that the Rambam disagrees with Tosus, because as mentioned, this great chiddush that Tosus says when it comes to Netilas Rishus, that it is Nitan Mesira, the Rambam does not quote that halacha at all, and the Rambam simply indicates that smicha yes, Netilas Rishus not. And perhaps that indicates that unlike smicha, which is a chaloshem in gavra, that's not true of Netilas Rishus, and therefore true one can be to Rishus in terms of Tur Tashlumin, but it is not something that is in fact Nitan L'Mesira. And then we pointed out the following chiddush. How is it that we understand our Gemara regarding Yore Yore, Yadin Yadin, Yatir Bechoros, Yatir or Al Yatir? Is that a reference to smicha, or is that referring to Netilas Rishus? We pointed out that the Rambam writes in Peradal HaChesef Hilchos Sanhedrin that one can have smicha ledvarim hayichidim, smicha in areas of isivahetar, smicha in areas of bechora, smicha in areas of re'iyas ksamim. And the question, of course, is what is the makor of this Rambam? So the Kesef Mishnah tells us simply to take a look at our Gemara, that yatir bechoros al yatir. Lechem Mishnah writes that the makor of the Rambam is based on the Yerushalmi. So it mentioned, Rav Slavetcher quoted B'Shem Rav Moshe, his father, the following. From our Gemara alone, perhaps there's no Raya at all. After all, perhaps the theme of our Gemara is one which is Netilas Rishus. Netilas Rishus, in terms of Tur Tashlumin, that certainly can apply to Dvaram Yechidim. Mehecha teisa, that just because a person is given Rishus in area A, that should extend to a second area. If you're dealing, however, with actual smicha, aminuim gavra, perhaps that has to be that which is all or nothing, not considered at all to be a case of a minui, simply the Dvarim HaYechidim. We'll see, for example, the Rambam that indicates even smicha the Dvarim HaYechidim. The Rambam writes that, however, the individual has to be Raya L'chol HaDvarim. He has to Pashup Shapi proficient in all areas, even to confirm smicha in a given area. So perhaps that's the Kiddush, where the Chemishnah requires that we see that Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi in Chagiga even indicates that there is Smich L'Dvarim Yechidim as well. If you should assume, like the Sheet of Tosus, that even the Tilas Rishus is Nitan L'Mechira, and therefore it is something that is a Minui, not just simply Tor Tashlumin, then perhaps we understand our Gemara very well, that there is a concept of Minui, and there's a concept of even Smicha the Dvarim HaYechidim as well. Good? So again, the Rambam Shita Toshib Shach Matilas Rishus is not necessarily related to our sugya of the Smicha. Smicha is Nitan Nesira, Matilas Rishus is not. In fact, when the Rambam quotes the Salach of Matilas Rishus in Perak Dalef Ochas Sanhedrin, Halachi Gimel, Halachi Dalet, the Rambam prefaces it by telling us the following. The Rambam writes that Roshei Goliyos Shebabavel, what status do they have? The Rambam writes, "B'makom melechim omdim." The Rambam writes that their koach is midin melech, and v'yesh lehem l'rados esam, and they can rule over the people based on the pasuk of lo yosur shevet Yehuda. The Rambam does not write again that it's a halacha and minui in gavra. The Rambam does not invoke hefker bezin hefker. The Rambam tells us the koach of resh galusa simply is that which is midin melech. And this parallels what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim in the very beginning of Perek Dalet, where the Rambam writes that when it comes to these areas la'alacha, the right of litein mas al ha'am, or the right of a kotzin and meches, or making various gzeros, that is all considered to be within the koach ha'melech. And the Rambam quotes the pasuk from Shmuel Aleph and Perekhes, v'atem tiyu li'avadim, that if being an eved to the melech means that the eved has this elastic authority, and the Rambam writes that the halacha of Reish Galusa, Bebavel, that's comparable to a din melech. And that is how, in fact, Netilas Rishus will function. The Brisker Rav points out the following Chiddush, right, in the Ksavim and Parshas Vayelech. He writes that the Gemara tells us the following, a Gemara that we'll see later, that regarding the smicha that was conferred from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yehoshua, there seem to be two very different halachos. First, the Torah tells us the following, Parshas Vayelech, and Dvarim Perek Laman Aleph Pasuk Zayin. The Torah says that Vayikra Moshe Yehoshua, and he tells him, Chazak V'ematz, because Ki Ata Tavo Es Ha'am Hazeh, because you will accompany, you will come with Bnei Yisrael in entering Eretz Yisrael. Rashi and the Apostle quotes the Targum, that Areat Te'ul Im Amma, that you will enter together with the nation. Good? What does that mean? Rashi explains that Moshe said to Yeshua that Zekenim Shebedor Iyu Imcha. You, together with the Zekenim, will lead Bnei Yisrael. So that is the pasuk of Chazak Mematz, Ki Ata Tavo. You will accompany, you will come with Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. However, Rashi continues and says the following. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu stated this fact, there was a marked difference. Not Ki Ata Tavo, but rather Ki Ata Tavi as Bnei Yisrael. That's the later Pasuk in Vayelech, in Pasuk Chav Gimel. So originally, in Perek Lamed Aleph, in Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk says, Ki Ata Tavo, that you will accompany Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And then, later, in Pasuk Chav Gimel, the Pasuk says, Ki Ata Tavi as Bnei Yisrael, that you will bring Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi comments as follows. What does it mean, Ki Ata Tavi? So, Tavi Al Korcham. That means that you will bring Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, even against their will, HaKol Toli Bacha. Everything is dependent on you, Yoshua. What does that mean? Tol Makil, if necessary. Right, take your stick, and Bahach Al Kakodan. Literally it means, and crush their skull. Do whatever is necessary, because after all, Dabar Echad La'am, Lo Ein Shdabarim L'dor. There's one person who can lead the nation. You can't have multiple rulers. So initially, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ki Ata Tavo, that you together with the Zakenim will accompany Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And subsequently, the Pasuk says, Ki Ata Tavi, that you solely will the ones who will lead Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So the Brisker Rav was bothered simply by the following. Then how do you understand that difference between Ki Ata Tavo as opposed to Ki Ata Tavi? Does it mean that what? That Moshe Rabbeinu said this Mipi Atzmo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu corrected Moshe Rabbeinu? How is that possible? That Moshe Rabbeinu suggested A to Yoshua, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, no, Tavo is incorrect, Tavi really is the correct one. And furthermore, the Briskrav was bothered by the following. What exactly does it mean that Tomakel v'hachal kodkodon? What does it mean that see to it that Bnei Yisrael enters Eretz Yisrael, even if that means doing so, Balkarcha, take the stick and rule the people with that iron fist. How does that make sense? So the Briskrav writes the following Chiddush. That the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechirim, Perek Vav Halachi and Aleph, writes that Moshe Rabbeinu had a dual role. Number one, the Rambam writes that Moshe Rabbeinu had the halach of a melech. He was the melech of Klal Yisrael. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Vav Halachi and Aleph, Hilchos Beis HaBechirim. And the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph Halachi Gimel, writes the following, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Nasi, was the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So Moshe Rabbeinu played two very different roles. That number one, a role of Melech. Number two, the Nasi, HaSanhedrin. And therefore, when he conferred the status on Yoshua, so it was a twofold minui, a twofold confirmation. Number one, a Din Melech. Number two was the Din Nasi of Rosh HaSanhedrin. And the Briskrav points out that there are several differences between the role of Melech as opposed to the role of Nasi. Number one is the following, that the Nasi can never act independently. The Rosh HaSanhedrin is only significant when he is Yachad Im HaSanhedrin, but he cannot act in an independent, unilateral fashion. Independently, he has no authority whatsoever. Certainly that's not true when it comes to Melech. That Minui grants the Melech power independently, individually. He inherently has the Koach of Sror of Rabbanus. Furthermore, the Briskrav points out the following. When it comes to Sanhedrin, everything is based on Mishpatei HaTorah. That Mishpat HaKasuba, that's the Chiddush that Drasha Saran writes in Drasha Hey. When it comes to a Melech, so no, a Melech has the right to rule the nation, Lefi Ra'os Einav, based on what he feels is necessary. Melech B'Mishpat Yamid Eretz. That's a much more elastic authority. That the Ran writes is the Koach of Matkin V'Onshin, Shalom and Hadin. And furthermore, Briskrav explains the following, that Mimi Melech, the Rambam writes, has to be Alpinavi. Mashen Kein, the Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Malachim, Perakala Palacha Gimel. Mashen Kein, when it comes to Rosh HaSanhedrin, there is no formal process of Minui for Rosh HaSanhedrin. Rather, the Chacham Shibakulban, he is the one, right, who is the Nasi HaSanhedrin. That's what the Rambam describes in the beginning of Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perakala Palacha Gimel. Whereas Mimi Melech is a formal process of confirmation, Al Yedei Navi, that is not true when it comes to appointing the Nasi. So here the Briskrav comments as follows, that Moshe Rabbeinu was conferring a dual status upon Yoshua, Betoras Melech, as well as Betoras Nasi Rosh HaSanhedrin. And that the Briskrav points out is the meaning of the two psukim of Tavo and Tavi. Tavo, that means Im Ama, that you together with Sekenim Shebedor Yuimach. That is a reference to the role of the Rosh HaSanhedrin as the Nasi. And that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to confirm on his own, it didn't require that affirmation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sense of a meaning which is Alpi Navi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said regarding Yoshua, no, ki ata tavi, tavi means bal karcho, that means midin melech. That Yoshua, you will occupy both roles. Number one is the role of Nasi, number two of the role as Melech, and that's exactly as Briskrav points out the following. That required a more formal minui of a Kadosh Baruch Hu appointing Yoshua as Melech, and that's exactly the phrase that Rashi uses from the Gemara, the Tomakel v'hachal kodkodon. What does that mean? That's not the Torah's Chacham. That's not the role of the Chacham, Tomakel. No, that's Mishpatei HaTorah. The role of the Melech is Tomakel and v'hachal kodkodon. And that's exactly the Pasuk of Lo Yaser Shevet Miyuda. Shevet is the role of Melech. Mechokik is the role of Nasi. And that's exactly the Chiddush that the Rambam writes. That Metilas Rishus from the Rosh of Golos, so therefore that is considered to be Reish Galusa. That is Midin Melech, that's what the Rambam writes. That's not Midin Nasi Sedu Sanhedrin. That certainly is not considered to be Minuyin Gavra in that form. That simply is considered to be Din Melech, and that's what the Rambam writes, that Lo Yosef Shevet Mehuda. Mecholkek Miben Raglav, that is considered to be the Roshe HaSanhedrin. Good? So therefore, this is what the Rambam emphasizes, is the halacha of netilas rishus, simply a function, especially in Bavel, as din melech. These were the two kofos that Moshe Rabbeinu possessed. This was what was transmitted to Yehoshua. The Rambam writes the following chiddush, which is very relevant for our sugi and our tosus. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Gimel, and Halacha Yud Dalet, Koach HaKfiyah. Does Koach HaKfiyah emanate from simply the Schus Horah, or is that a function of Netilas Rishos? So it's clear from the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin that the Rambam tells us that the Roshei Galios Shebabavel Arbamako Melachim Omdim, and the Rambam writes in Koach HaKfiyah is a function of their Netilas Rishos. The Rambam writes, if you have a Dayan Harayil Odun Shenasan Rosh Galos Rishos, then the Rambam writes that Yesh Lodun B'chamakom V'afal Pishul Ratzo Bali Dinim. The Rambam writes that this Netilas Rishos is essential for Koach HaKfiyah. And if, for example, that Nasno Bezdin Shebe Eretz Yisrael Rishos, even though that certainly is sufficient in terms of Hetahara, in terms of Chachmas HaTorah, as Tosus proves, Eretz Yisrael towered over Bavel, but nonetheless, in terms of Koach HaKfiyah, that was not true. So therefore, if Netilas Rishos is in Eretz Yisrael, you have Koach HaKfiyah only in Eretz Yisrael. However, as our Gemara says in Chutz Laretz, that Ein Rishus Mo'aleslo Lachuf Es Habalei Dinim. According to the Rambam Shita, that Koach HaKfiyah is a function of Netilas Rishos. The Lechem Mishnah points out that if you look in our sugya at Tosus and the Rosh, they disagree with the Chiddush of the Rambam. Lechem Mishnah comments that our Gemara teaches us, Im Haya Mumche L'Rabim, Dana Fil Yechidi. If one is a Mumche L'Rabim, he certainly has a right, a Koach HaHora. So Tosus Nir Maschel Dan as the following Chiddush. V'yachol lochol esa adam b'karchol. Tosa says, if a mumche l'rabim is dana filichidi, if he has the right of din, so he has koach hakfi as well. After all, what is the other option, Tosa says? That he doesn't have koach hakfiya. And therefore the entire right of yachid mumche to judge is only b'tekibla yilavei, if there is Kabbalah. So Tosa says, if there's Kabbalah, afilu enu mumche nami. There's no need to be a mumche l'rabim. If one is mekabel hedya, so of course one is obligated as a function of Kabbalah to abide by the particular psak halacha. So therefore, when the Gemara tells us that a mumche l'rabim is done afil echidi, so Tosus writes the following chiddush, that that applies even to koach hakfiyah as well. And then Tosus goes a step further. Tosus says, if that's true, umikan stam gimel. If we assume the three hedyotos are the equivalent of yachid mumche, so therefore even three hedyotos, by virtue of the fact that they have the right of hora, they also have koach hakfiyah. And Tosa says, and the same thing would be true of shnayim shadanu, if we assume the tneihem din, good nikro bez nechotzuk, as Rashi says, they violate the takanas hachamim, but nonetheless they have koach hakfiyah. Koach HaKfiyah, according to Rambam, goes hand in hand with Rishus LaHoros. Koach HaKfiyah is a function of Horah. If one has the right to render Psak Halacha, so therefore Koach HaKfiyah. According to the Rambam, it's clear, like the Mishnah points out, that that is not true. The Rambam writes a person can be empowered in order to render Horah, but the Rambam writes that Koach HaKfiyah, that is a function of Netilas Rishus. It is not just simply a function of heter hora. Good? This, after all, relates to what we learned earlier. Now, this was the chiddush that we discussed in the Ktos, based on the Tosus and Daf Beis and Beis. The Tosus was bothered, why is it necessary to have two psukim in order to tell us the need for mumche? Why do we have to have the pasuk of the Nikra Balabais? And why is it necessary to have the drasha of Lifnehem below Lifnehed Yotos? Good. So Tosus points out that, after all, one could have distinguished between the two halachos. After all, that lifneim, Tosus says, is not referring to heter hara. Lifneim is referring to koach hakfiyah. After all, Rabbi Yosef, Avi Yosef, Avi Ma'asi Agite. In order to force a get to be given, that is considered to be asher tasim lifneim koach hakfiyah. And the Gemara that Tosus quotes, asher tasim is klei hadayanim. So Tosus points out two psukim are in fact necessary. If you only had the single pasuk of Nikra Balabais, you would have limited that to Horah. The pasuk says, Lifneim v'lifnei hediotos, in terms of Koach HaKfiyah. So he pointed out that once you have these two psukim, you have a pasuk that Horah requires a samuch, and Koach HaKfiyah requires smuchim. Is this one halacha? These two separate halachos? According to the Rambam, it's clear that these are even the maskana, two independent halachos entirely. Just because a person has smicha, that does not necessarily mean that will go hand in hand with koach hakfiyah. After all, the Rambam writes that when it comes to horah, a person can be done. However, koach hakfiyah requires netilas rishus mereish galusa. According to Tosus and our sugya, that no, Tosus maintains that if a mumche l'rabim is one who is empowered to judge, so therefore that goes hand with koach hakfiyah. Once you have the two psukim, so therefore a horah and koach hakfiyah perhaps will go hand in hand. And we had mentioned earlier that this is the chiddush of the Ktzos, why it's necessary for the Rambam to come on to the principle of shlichus ayud. The Ktzos raised the following kasha in Simin Gimel in Sivkot Nalev, that the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, quotes the Chiddush of Acha Beit Ravika, that Midaraisa Chadami Kasher. And yet, later in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Hei Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, when it comes to Hodos and Havos, what right is it that a Hedyo judges? The answer is, the Rambam writes, Shlichu Sayu. Isn't that an obvious difficulty? If you pass the Acha Beit Ravika, that Meikar Hadin, all you need is a Hedyo? So for that, you don't have to come on to Shlichu Sayu. So one possibility was that no, maybe Rav Acha ben Avika was a yachid mumche, not referring to a yachid who's a hedyo. The Ktzos, however, assumes the following chiddush. It's no steer at all. One could subscribe to the view of Rav Acha ben Avika midraisa chanami kosher, chadami kosher, in terms of horah's concern. That al-piddin is considered to be a legitimate horah. But in terms of koach hakfila, Ela mishpatim ashatasim ifneim. That luchuli alma. Even Rav Acha ben Avika requires that you be a samuch, and for that one must come on to the principle of shlichus ayu. That's the chiddush that the Ktzos writes, that one cannot equate koach ha-horah with koach ha-kfiyah according to the Rambam Shita. That's why they're two psukim, and that's why even if one should assume an area of horah that doesn't require a samuch, but nonetheless smicha is necessary for koach hakfiyah. That was the chiddush of the Ktzos. And then the Ktzos went a step further and said the following chiddush, that not only is this true when it comes to kfiyah in Hilchos Choshen Mishpat, but as we discussed earlier, that this is even true when it comes to kfiyah al hamitzvos as well. That even that which the Gemara tells us in Ksuvas and Daf Pei Vav, that when it comes to performance of mitzvah, so therefore, makanaso absetei nafsho, the Ktzos writes, that requires three smuchim, and certainly for that, one would have to come onto the principle of shlichus ayu. Rav Acha ben Avika, who assumes that midaraisa chanami kosher for horah, would not argue that a single hedyot is empowered in order to exercise koach hakfiyah, not in terms of choshen mishpat, nor in terms of the halacha of kofenoso, ad shetetzei nafsho. Good. That's the chiddush that the Ktzos writes. And we saw that the Nesivos disagrees. The Nesivos writes the following, that kfiyah al hamitzvos, that's such a davar poshut that requires three smuchim. The Nesivos says that's not true. Kfiyah al hamitzvos is simply a function of lahafushe meisura, that any person that sees another individual who is about to engage in lachesiser, there is some leverage or koach hakfiyah that person has, and that's how we understand that makanoso ad shetetzei nafsho. And that is not a function of bezin that requires three smuchim at all. And the Nesivos quotes in the sugya, for example, of Bavakamad al-Fakhes, that an individual can exercise leverage to force another to perform a mitzvah, not betoras bezdin, and not betoras yochid mumchid all. And that we saw that Tzos, the Meshove Visivos, disagrees and says that's not true, that one cannot equate the halacha of kfiyah hamitzvos with the halacha of lafushe meisura. The Nesivos is absolutely right. The halacha of lafushe meisura, that you don't have to be a bezdin, you don't have to be a mumcha, that just simply is a function of arvos, but that is only referring to hakoba alma. the halacha of makana soatze teitzi nafsho, that is a formal halacha of koach hakfiya, and that element of koach hakfiya, that certainly requires a bezdin of smuchim, and even Rav Acha Bre Ravika would agree that for that you have to come on to the principle of shlichus ayin. So the Tzos writes the following chiddush, that number one, koach hakfiya tzatei nafsho, that is a maisa bezdin, that requires three mumchim. Good. The Tzos says that certainly is not true if you're dealing with lafushe meisura, that a person can do b'toras yachid, but that is just simply the lashon haTzos hakav alma, that is not considered to be ad shetetzei nafsho. And then the Tzos makes a further distinction, and that is the difference between mitzvah sasei as opposed to mitzvah lo sasei. The loch of makanoso ad shetetzei nafsho, that is only l'kayim ha'asei. However, when it comes to a lo sasei, that chiddush, the Tzos writes, then there is no halacha of makanoso ad shetetzei nafsho. Where did the Tzos find that distinction? That there's a difference in terms of makanoso ad shetetzei nafsho between essay as opposed to lo sasei. So Poshub Shab, this is what the Gemara writes. Natsukim, ksuvas and apevav, and in chulin dav kuflam abeiz, makanoso teitzei nafsho, the Gemara quotes the following braisa, that bamed varmamurim, that when is it that we assume it's necessary to have a bezdin in order to administer malchus arbaim, malchus daraisa, that, the Gemara says, is the mitzvahs lo sasei. Abba, the mitzvah sasei, the Gemara says, kagon, omer lo asei sukkah, and ve'eno osa, asei lula ve'eno osa, makana so asha teche nafsha. Lachor, that distinction that Tzos is explicit in the Gemara, that when is it necessary to have a formal process then of malchus daraisa, that's the mitzvah lo sasei. But mitzvah sasei, makana so asha teche nafsha. So Tzos interpret that Gemara very literally to assume that that concept of makana so atzateitze nafsho ironically applies to mitzvah sasei, doesn't apply to lo sasei at all. Good? If you look, however, in the Chiddush Haran is found in that Sugin Chulin, that Kuflam Abeis, the Chiddush Haran writes that that distinction where the Gemara says, when it comes to malchus arbaim regarding a lo sasei, then, I understand, there's a formal procedure of malchus. However, when it comes to mitzvah sasei, then we assume makanoso ad shetetzei nafsho. Chiddush Haran writes the following, that that distinction between esse versus lo sasei is somewhat lav dafka. It doesn't mean exactly the way the Tzos presents it. Are you talking about kfiya for an esse or kfiya for lo sasei? The Chiddush Haran writes what is very mistaber. When the Gemara says that there's no halacha of atzateitzei nafsho for a lo sasei, but rather there's only malchus arbaim, there the Gemara is referring to the following. Malchus betoras an onesh for a maisa avera shekfar avar. That's the chiddush that the Ran writes. If you're dealing with malchus betoras an onesh for the past, a person violated an avera, he ate nevelos, malchus daraisa, in such an instance, an onesh l'sha'avar, that, inachinami, there's no halacha atzateitzei nafsho, an onesh l'sha'avar, which is only applicable to a lo sasei, that there's a cap. That's malchus arbaim. However, here we're talking about something very different. Here we're talking about, right, something that we're concerned about lehaba. A person is about to violate an avera, and we have a right to do that which is necessary to prevent a person in the future from engaging in a meleches avera. In such an instance, that's where we apply the halacha of makanoso ad shetetzei nafsho. But that, the Ran writes, is not limited at all to an essay. That applies even to lo sasei as well. The Ran writes the following example. Let's say, hayol chol chametz. A person is eating chametz at Pesach. And lo ratzo lamid mi le'achol. And a person doesn't stop. We tell him to do so. And he's not willing to stop his practice. So the Ran writes, of course, makanoso ad shetetzei nafsho. Of course it's a lo sasei. When the Gemara writes that there's no halach in a lo sasei of atzateitzei nafsho, it means the malchus daraisa, which is betoras onesh, not to be monea, to prevent the person from further breach, but betoras onesh, that obviously only applies to a lav, it doesn't apply to an essay. That has to be dumi delav de chasima. The halach of makanos atzatet nafsho, that applies even to an essay. Not only even to an essay as well, but that's a very different form of malchus to prevent the individual from engaging in the malachas issa. Right? That's the chiddush that the Ran writes. The Ktsos just quotes the Gemara in perhaps its most literal fashion, that the halacha of makanos atzatet nafsho only applies when it comes to an essay and not when it comes to los essay. And the Ktsos writes that ironically, this is an indication that in a certain respect an essay can even be more chamor than los essay. But Ran writes that no, the Gemara there is addressing two different types of malchus entirely. Malchus b'toras onish is malchus arbaim. Malchus in terms of la'abah, to prevent a person from further breach, that applies even to an essay, and that's the law of makanos. So, agitate Saint Afsha. Good. So the Ktsos writes again the following chiddush, that koach hakfiyah when it comes to kiyum hamitzvos, this chiddush of agitate Saint Afsha, this right is very different from lafushe misura. This requires a ma'isa bezdin of gimel mumchin. And for that to occur b'zman hazeh, that certainly requires shlichus sayin. A couple of rayas just to further that position of the Ktsos. Number one is what we discussed earlier, and that's that chiddush of the Yireim. The Yireim in Simen Reish Ayin Ches. The Yireim writes this explicitly. The Yireim writes in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav Mabez, when it comes to the case of Hashmatas Ksafim, there the Yireim is explicit that the koach that we have to force a malva to cancel the debt at the conclusion of Shvius is not b'toras choshe mishpat, but rather b'toras kfiyah hamitzvot. It's not that the debt is canceled, the Yireim writes, and if the malva will collect, he's vaydeg in Isser Gezel, that's the chiddush of the Mordechai, but no, the Yireim writes, the loan is still intact, there is a mitzvah of lo yigos, there's a mitzvah v'zeh dvar hashmita, and any koach hakfiyah that we will exercise is only b'toras kfiyah mitzvos. We can insist that the malva be mishamet achol. And then the Yireim adds his great chiddush al gabi chiddush. Chiddush number one, that shvius does not cancel the debt, it just posits an isser negisa. And chiddush number two, kfiyah for the isser negisa, so that is dafka bezdin sheva eretz Yisrael. That's explicit, like the chiddush of the Ktsos, that form of kfiyah is not hafushi misura as the Nesivos writes, but that is formal kfiyah, which is a ma'isa bezdin, a bezdin of gimel mumchin. And the Yad Rama writes the same kiddush in a very different context. The Mishnah in the very beginning of our Masechta, Daf Beis, said the following kiddush, that ein donos a kohen gadol. If you want to judge a kohen gadol, so that has to be al pi bezdin shoshim ve'echad. For that you need the Sanhedrin Hagadol. Good? The Gemara in Daf Yud Ches writes the following. When our Mishnah tells us that in order to be Dana Kohen Gadol, it's necessary to have the Sanhedrin, that's true for dealing with Dini Nefashos, for example. However, what happens if Avar al Essay Velos Essay? What happens if the Kohen Gadol violates an essay, violates a Los Essay? So then the Gemara tells us in such an instance that Harehu Kehedyot Lechol Dvarav. There, simply, the Kohen Gadol is treated as a Hedyot. Whatever is necessary for a Hedyot is sufficient, even for Kohen Gadol as well. How do you know this is true? The Gemara quotes the following pasuk in Shmos Yerches, that Kol Hadavar HaGadol. It means Davar Gadol Mamish. It doesn't mean Kol Divrei Gadol. It doesn't mean every Din Torah involving the Kohen Gadol. If it is Hadavar, HaGadol, Din in a fashas of the Kohen Gadol, that requires a bezin of Ayin Aleph. Mashenkin in dealing with any onesh that occurs, if the Kohen Gadol violates an essay or violates a los essay, in such an instance, then harehu kehedyot. Good. It's a very important chiddush. That even though our Mishnah tells us that in dones a Kohen Gadol elav he bezin of shim ve'echad, that's limited to cases of din of fashas, doesn't apply for other onshin. When it comes to an essay, los essay, the Kohen Gadol is kehedyot l'chol dvara. So the Yad Rama and this sugya of Yuches is bothered by the simple kasha. What are we talking about? When the Gemara tells us, "Le'inyan esse velosa se darino sokehenyo," what does that mean? The onesh which is incurred for esse or losa se. If it's a losa se, understand. If the Gemara would have limited itself to losa se, good. That means if you're dealing with the Kohen Gadol eats nevela, so the chiyuv malchus of Kohen Gadol is hario kehenyo lachod varav. But what does the Gemara mean? Vovra esse velosa se. So therefore, the onesh is a comparable onesh of Kol Yisrael. Hario kehedyo. What is the onesh for the essay that the Gemara is speaking about? So the Yad Rama writes the following Kiddush. The Inyan essay velos essay danoso kehedyo. Lahalkos of a shlosha. To give malchus with a bezin of shlosha. You don't need a bezin of shim vecha. If the Kohen Gadol is getting malchus in such a case, it's enough to have a bezin of shlosha. And where do you see that there's malchus and lesse velos esse? The Yad Rama writes, Kedetanya, makanoso achetetse nafsha. No? The Yad Rama quotes that sugya. Suvas and daf peivav, makanoso achetetse nafsha. What troubles the Yad Rama? What onus are we speaking about for an essay? Now that you would have thought you need shim vecha, and the kamashlon is all that you need is a bezin of shlosha. The Yad Rama answers, right? Kfiel hamitzvot. No? Makanoso achetetse nafsha. Maybe you would have thought that achetetse nafsha was considered to be hadavar hagadol, comparable to din nafashos. After all, mamish achetetse nafsha. The answer is no. A formal onesh of misas bezdin that requires Sanhedrin for Kohen Gadol. Anything short of that, if it's just kviyala mitzvos. So in such a case, you don't require the Sanhedrin. But what is the kiddush of the Yad Rama? But you do require a bezdin of shlosha mumchim. That also is mafurish, like the view of the Ksos. Against the kiddush of the nesivas. The nesivas who understood when it comes to the case of kviyala mitzvos, that is not bataras bezdin at all. That is just simply bataras afushim isura. The Ktzos brings a further raya that the halacha of makanaso achetet se nafsho, that is only al yedei bezdin, that form of koach hakfiya, that the yachid does not have such a koach. And what is the raya the Ktzos brings? Midin rode. Isn't this uniquely true when it comes to the halacha of rode? Rode, if we know, the Gemara tells us that nitam hatzilu b'nafsho. If a person witnesses another individual pursuing a person, lahargo, or pursuing an individual for the purpose of arayos, then uniquely there's halacha of nitam hatzilu b'nafsho. The Ksos writes that's uniquely true when it comes to a din rode. Mashen came when it comes to shari surim. So what exactly is the difference? Rodef is the halacha that applies the halacha of Echa, the Toras Yachid. The halacha of Kfial HaMitzvah Sachetetz in Afsho, that is Koach HaBezdin. And this distinction between Rodef as opposed to Shari Surim, this is what the Rambam spells out explicitly in the Pirush Mishnayos, here in Peraches of Sanhedrin, the Sugya and Dav, Ayin Gimel, the Sugya of Rodef. The Rambam writes the following Kiddush. The true there is halacha, the sugi nefayin gimel, rodef is matzino sobenafsho. You can kill the perpetrator if necessary. The Rambam writes, that's a very limited halacha. That's true if rodef achara chaver lahargo, or even for the purpose of naram arasa, for the purpose of arayos as well. But let's assume, for example, the Rambam writes, a person is running lechalo Shabbos, that's the Rambam's mashal. A person is about to engage in a meleches iser. So the Rambam writes in that case, so anutzrichim lahaziro, we have to try to admonish the person, and lamono, to try to prevent him from being machal Shabbos. But the Rambam writes, zlas misaso, but certainly you have no right of nita lahatzilu b'nafsho. There, that's only be'edim and of hasra and al yedei bezdin. The Rambam writes the chiddush that when it comes to rodef of nita lahatzilu b'nafsho, that's the chiddush of rodef. When it comes to Shar Isurim, that certainly is not true. Then there's absolutely no halacha of Ach Nishma Tzilu B'Nafsho. No? So what exactly does that mean, that Chiddush, when the Rambam of Pirush Mishnayos distinguishes between Din Rodei as opposed to Shar Isurim? One way of understanding the Rambam is exactly like this, Chiddush of the Ktzos, that the halacha of La Fushim Isura, So in such an instance, enochinami, that a person has the taras yachin. But the halacha of makanosuacha teitzei nafsho, that certainly is uniquely true when it comes to rode, that an individual does not possess whatsoever. And after all, right, as the Tzos interprets, a clear difference between even a lav versus an essay in terms of that koach of achatetzi nafsha. That's one simple possibility of the Rambam. That's the Tzos's raya, the difference between rodev as opposed to shar isuri. One could, however, suggest, right, the following difference, right, which would not necessarily be a raya at all to the chiddush of this Tzos. And that's sugin ksuvas na pevon. When the Gemara tells us that makanos oarche teitzei nafsha, if you look there, ksuvas pevav in Shita Mekubetzes, the Shita Mekubetzes quotes the following chiddush, the name of the Talmid Rabbi Yona, that writes the following: makanos oarche teitzei nafsha. That expression as teitzei nafsha, Rabbi Yona writes, is lavdav. It doesn't mean literally arche teitzei nafsha. Right? It's a melitza. Whereas when it comes to our normal chiddush of Malkus, there's a shir kotzu, Malkus Arbaim, and there's Nisra Bo Yosef. That doesn't apply to Kfiala Mitzvos. Kfiala Mitzvos is open, and the Rabbi Yonah writes, and the Gemara is a phrase, as a Melitza writes, Malkus Adzit Teitzin Asho. But Rabbi Yonah assumes that Ad Veloa Bichlal, it doesn't mean that literally, right, you kill a person. It just means Ein Shem Shir Yadua, Rabbi Yonah writes. It means you can do what it takes to see to it that the person is not going to violate that issur. If that's true, this Chiddush Rabbi Yonah, one further understands that there is unique aspect of Rodev that is not true of Kfiala Mitzvos. When it comes to Rodev, they're very literally Nitan Atzilu Ben Afsho. In a very literal sense, if a person is rodef achar chaver lahargo, so in such an instance, mamish nitin latzilu benafsho. How is that different? The Tzos says from kfiel hamitzvos. So the Tzos says, oh, you see, one is a koach yachid, one is a koach bezdin, one is essay, one is los essay, and so on. No, according to Shita Mekubetzes, you could suggest the following distinction: that kfiel hamitzvos means, no doubt, right, there's koach hakfiel. But not literally, ad sheteitzei nafsho. Hashenk, when it comes to rodef, that certainly is the case. And then furthermore, the obvious distinction, just in terms of who it is that the Torah is addressing. According to the Chiddush of the Ktzos, makanoso ad sheteitzei nafsho is only koach bezdin. Rodef is considered to be, very simply, midin yachid. But that Rambam is very relevant for this Chiddush that the Ktzos writes. The Ktzos writes that it's clear that makanaso achetetzei nafsho is koach bezdin, because the only time a yachid has such koach is bidin rodev. And obviously these are two independent halachos entirely. Good? So one could distinguish between rodev, as we mentioned, and kfiya in a different fashion. Not necessarily in terms of as the Ktzos suggests, but perhaps according to Shita Mekubetzes, that one literally is achetetzei nafsho and one is not. But that's the Chiddush that the Ktzos writes, that makanos oarche teitzei nafsho, that koach hakfiya certainly is a function of bezdin and a bezdin of smuchim. There is an indication from the Rambam as well that this is true, that this koach hakfiya hamitzvos is alochi in bezdin, very different from lafushi yisura. We saw mufurish in the Yireim. We saw that this is the Chiddush of the Yad Raman, the Sugi and Daf Yudches, that kfiala mitzvos requires a bezdin of shlosha, and the chiddush of the gemara is even in kohen gadol. That's not called hadavar hagadol. And perhaps the following diuk in the Rambam as well. The Rambam in Sefer Hamitzvos, in mitzvah kufayin vav, there the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of minui hadayanim. Yishitzivano limno shoftim v'shotrin. A mitzvah of minui hadayanim. In that context, under the heading of the mitzvah of minui hadayanim, there the Rambam includes kfiyal hamitzvos. The Rambam writes, "Shiachrizchu lasos mitzvos haTorah." What is the purpose of a shoftim v'shotrim? In order to enforce, to force an individual to observe the mitzvos Hashem. And the Rambam writes, "V'achziru hanoti miderach emes." In order to take those who have gone astray and to insist that they follow the mitzvahs Hashem, even al karachom, even against their will. The Rambam includes that concept of kfiel ha-mitzvos, right? In minyan ha-mitzvos and kufa involved, under the mitzvah, limno shoftim v'shotrim. And the Rambam then continues and quotes a sifri, that how do we know that this is true? Minayin shememan beznachol Yisrael, this mitzvah of appointing a bezdin, right? Tamadom are shoftim v'shotrim. The mitzvah of establishing batei dinim, the Rambam writes, is for the purpose, not just simply to judge a particular din Torah. The Rambam writes, not just for hora, but for the purpose of koach hakfir, kfiel mitzvos. Kimat mafurish in the chiddush of the Rambam. That kfiel mitzvos is not the Torah's nafushe meisura, but rather, right, this is the role, right, of bezdin, including the mitzvah of minyan hadayanim. So again, these are all indications, as the chiddush we mentioned, the ktzos, that koach hakfir does not necessarily go hand in hand with hora. It may very well be that there are individuals capable of hora, but rather three mumchim are necessary to chulei alma for cases of koach hakfir. And certainly, as the ktzos writes, unlike the nesivas, that one must distinguish between koach hakfir and kfiel hamitzvos, as opposed to just simply the concept of lafushi misura. This kasha, the uniqueness of rodef as opposed to kfiel hamitzvos, this is also raised in Hilchos Chinuch, right, in Mitzvaches. There, the Hilchos Chinuch also writes the Rapasha, there's the Chiddush of the Ktzos, that koach hakfiyah, not just simply at leverage of hakla b'alma, but ad sheteitzei nafsha, is certainly only for a bezdin of smuchim, and that is not mutl al kol yochid v'yochid. In that context, when Hilchos Chinuch writes the very kasha, how then do you understand what is the uniqueness of kfiya in shar mitzvos as opposed to rodef? When Hilchos Chinuch writes the sugi that we mentioned, ayin gimel, rodef nitin atzilu b'nafsho, how is that different from shar averos? That when it comes to shar averos, there's also a right that bezdin has of makana soar shetet se nafsho. How is that different from the case of rodef? So the Hilchos Chinuch suggests three fundamental differences between the din rodef as opposed to kfiel hamitzvos. Number one, right, is what the Hilchos Chinuch was demonstrating, that the din rodef is chalo kol ish miYisrael. That's a personal chiyuv that I have. Hashemki, when it comes to kfiel hamitzvos, as the Tzos writes, that is a bezin of smuchim. A bezin of umchim. Number two, Min Chassinah writes the following Kiddush. Rodef ino tzarech hasra. Let's assume, for example, a person sees that one is pursuing another for the purpose, right, of agilia rayos, for the purpose of killing him. So such individual, there's no halacha that I must administer hasra to that rodef. Even if for whatever reason it's a shogeg. Let's assume for whatever reason the perpetrator feels that he is entitled to do so. Even the shogeg, there still is the halacha of nitin atzilu b'nafsho. And Hilchos Chinuch writes that certainly is uniquely true when it comes to din rodef. There's no halacha that kfiel hamitzvos hashetetzei nafsho that would apply. When it comes to shar averos, the first is a person has to inform the individual what he's doing is wrong, confirm that the person is amazed, furthermore that the person nonetheless is refusing, then there's halacha lafushe misur. Din rodef ino tzarech hasra, that uniquely true when it comes to the case of rodef. And then a further chiddush min Hilchos Chinuch writes is the following. The halacha of rodef of nitin latzilu b'nafsho, right, is afilu b'shabbos. Mashenken kfiel hamitzvos, and the Hilchos Chinuch writes, certainly is not true. When it comes to kfiel hamitzvos, There's no halacha of makanosoach etetze nafsho for dechias isurim. Although if we consider that to be an element of pikuach nefesh, which is doche shabbos, that certainly is unique halacha. And Chasinah writes in mitzvah ches. Hashem came when it comes to any other such application of kfial hamitzvos. So again, the Rambam writes the Chiddush that kfial hamitzvos and arsig of reish galusa is that which emanates from the koach of din melech, and as the Tzos writes, that is something if a bezdin will exercise, it is certainly limited to a bezdin of smuchin, independent of the element of horah. Even if you should assume that Rav Acha ben Ravika midaraisa chadna mikasher, that certainly is not true of kfial hamitzvos, and kfial hamitzvos in all these ways must be distinguished from a regular case of vafushi misura. Unlike the chiddush of the nesivos that assumes that now that that simply is just a function of right a yachin who has the right to go ahead and do so. How to understand our gemara regarding netilas rishus? Whether in fact that this is just simply mikoach hefker bezen hefker, as we began discussing, or whether it's considered to be a smicha lachatzayim and the like, is also relevant for the very top of Daf Hei Amud Beis. Here the Gemara asks, right, a seemingly unusual kashin. Tosus immediately is bothered by that kashin. The Gemara describes the case of a heter hora, as far as yori yori yom yadin heter b'choros, and the Gemara raised the following kashin. That I gamir lamle rishus on the mishkan. Now, if the person is proficient, why is it necessary to have any natilas rishus whatsoever? And the Gemara explains that no, mishemaisa shahaya, a separate independent need for natilas rishus. So Tosus is very bothered. What was the kasha of the Gemara? That I gamir lamle rishus on the mishkan? Isn't the answer obvious? The answer is p'tur tashlumin. No? The Gemara just said in Daf Hei Amud Aleph that good, a person can have Rishus Lahoros. But that does not necessarily mean a Ptur Tashlumin. The Ramban says if a person in fact has Smicha, then that's true, that there's a Ptur Tashlumin. But if you're dealing simply with a Mumchil Arabim of Heter Hora, that's not true, Netilas Rishus is absolutely necessary. So what now does the Gemara ask on Daf Hei Amud Beis, E Gomir, Lam the Rishus on the Mishko? The answer is, no? What was troubling the Gemara? That's Tosus' kasha. So Tosus comments, Hadalom Mishan Liyim, Ptur Tashlumin. No, it's because of the following Chiddush that Tosus says. If all we're talking about is a Ptur Tashlumin, we're talking about one who certainly is proficient, so therefore a single Ptur Tashlumin should be sufficient. No? Lohayatzarech Lemishkal Rishusa Bitartin. That has to be so decompartmentalized. Why is that true? If you're talking about proficiency, so of course, just because a person is an expert in area A doesn't mean he's qualified in area B. But igamir, if you're talking about one who is versed in all of these areas, it's just a matter of netilas rishus. Why is an individual netilas rishus necessary? That was the kasha, right, the Gemara? It should be sufficient just to have a blanket netilas rishus. That must have been for other circumstance, and that's what the Gemara continues on Daf Hei Amud Beis. In other words, according to Tosfos, very simply, generally speaking, netilas rishus will apply universally to all areas, unless one specifically says differently, as in our Gemara, yatir b'choros al yatir is in the case of Rav. But barring such an instruction, we can certainly assume that Ptur Tashlumin applies to every area. The fact that it required individual Ptur Tashlumin, that must be because of something in addition, and that's what the Gemara discusses, the Tam Lo Yoreh, and that requires a more specific Netilas Rishus. If you look in Chiddushei Haran, the Ram quotes the Ramban. He's saying the following Chiddush, and this ties in with the Kesem Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah. What was our sugi referring to? Was it simply referring to netilas rishus, or is it referring to smicha? If it's referring to smicha, So that was a clear indicator that there's a concept of smicha l'dvarim hayichidim. You give a person smicha for yoredei and not for choshen mishpat. We pointed out, not such a raya at all. That's the Yerushalmi Lechem Mishnah quotes, because our Gemara is discussing a case of the Tilas Rishus. The Ramban assumes, this is how the Chiddush Iran presents, that in the realm of choshen mishpat, here we're talking about real smicha. Real smicha. So that's the kasha of our Gemara. Igamir is the following, that if in fact this person is being given smicha for horan choshen mishpat, so in such a case, why is there any need for netilas rishos? After all, that was the chiddush when we said it earlier, that if a person is a dayan shel Torah, if he is considered to be a samach, if he's a mumche, so therefore there's automatically a ptur tashlumin. If you're dealing with one who lacks smicha, no, I understand very well. So then you have to come on to some type of ptur tashlumin, as in the case of a mumche l'rabim. But if you're dealing with a real samuch, so in such an instance, part of the smicha is that im yiteh potah milashalim. So that's what the Gemara says. Not gomir b'toras mumche l'rabim. E-gomir meaning, look, you were just discussing the case of Rav who receives smicha. So in such an instance, why is there need for anything more? An answer can't just simply be Ptur Tashlumin, because smicha implies a Ptur Tashlumin. That, the Gemara answers, must have been a separate takana, which was much later, that categorically, the Talmud al-Yorah elim ki notar shus mirabah. Because a person can be imminently qualified, but yet, as the Gemara describes, a hora, which technically is a proper one, can lend itself to misinterpretation. Of course, this possibility, the Ramban, is only true if you assume the Gemara is addressing smicha, like the Kesem Mishnah says. If the Gemara is referring to real smicha, you understand the kasha of the Gemara then. E gomir, lamed rishus of the mishkan. If, however, all you're referring to is netilas rishus, then obviously, but you're not going to be able to answer because smicha includes automatic Ptur Tashlumin. That wasn't the theme of our Gemara. Our Gemara is referring to Netilas Rishus. Apparently, I have to answer, right, as Tosfos does. Why an individual Netilas Rishus? What's wrong with the collective Netilas Rishus? That you're qualified, and therefore, any Psak Halacha that you render, you will have a Ptur Tashlumin. If you assume, as the Kesem Mishnah suggests, that our Gemara is the Makor of the Rambam, that this is in fact smicha l'dvarim yechidim, and that's the basis of the Ramban's understanding of the Gemara. If a person has smicha, there's no need for ptur tashlumin. Therefore, this must be referring to some other form of netilas rishus. But then you encounter the following difficulty with the Gemara as well. The Ramban did state this chiddush. Whether the makar is our Gemara, the makar is the Yerushalmi, but that Ramban perek dal alaf aches, that you can have smicha l'dvarim hayichidim. But the Rambam has the following qualification: Vuhu shiya rayu l'chol hadvarim. As we discussed, smicha is not just netilas rishus, right? It's a minu in gavra. You point out a chaloshem. A person now can potentially be a zakeh mamre. Right? The person now, there's a separate Yisrael him lo sekalel. It's a chaloshem in gavra, not just simply, right, a heter hora. And that's the concept of Ishri Pi'ish. So the Rambam writes, in order to attain that status, one thing is clear, Roy L'chol Hadvarim. Even if one is Roy L'chol Hadvarim, for whatever reason, you can be granted smich in a given area. And like the Gemara here, for example, suggests that Rav was so proficient in Heter Bechoros, that maybe that was a reason not to give him smicha in Heter B'choros. Because that can easily lend itself to misinterpretation. Because he'll say that this is a mum over, and for everyone else it has the appearance of a mum kavu, and they'll be madamim, also milsa. But in order to attain that status, a minui in gavra, that requires Reilu Chaladvarim. So that's true then. How do you understand our Gemara? Shakla v'tari, it's just rhetorical, the Gemara. The Gemara was bothered. Why is it that Rav was not granted the right of Heter Bechoros? The Gemara says, Ilma mishum delo chokim, maybe you'll say very simply, Rav was not proficient in this area. Right? The Gemara says that can't be. Why can't it be? No, because we know, right, that Rav spent 18 months, right, with Roi Behema in order to know what is a Munkova one's Momover. So this is the Kash that Minchasinach raises in Tav Tzari Aleph. What do you mean, according to the Rambam, what's the Kash of the Gemara? If the prerequisite of smicha is that one must be Roi L'Kol HaDvarim, so what's the Gemara suggesting? Maybe you'll tell me the simple teretz that Rav was proficient in Yoreh Yadin but not Heter Bechoros. Therefore, he was only granted smicha for Yoreh Yadin and not Heter Bechoros. The Gemara says, that's not true, because we know that Rav was extremely proficient. No? The answer, according to Rambam, should be, that cannot be. No? Because even smicha l'dvaram hayichidim requires proficiency in Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the Minchas Chinas Kasha. That kasha is assuming, obviously, that the Gemara here is referring to the real smicha, not referring to simply netilas rishus p'toras p'tur tashlumin. If you're dealing up p'tur tashlumin, then the obvious teretz, of course, is the lo chokim. Who says Rav was entitled to p'tur tashlumin in this area, not that area? Maybe he was proficient A, not in B. So that's the Gemara has to demonstrate. We know for a fact that Rav was proficient. But in principle, if one was not proficient, that would justify heter hora in A and not in B. If you assume, however, that the Gemara is referring to the real smicha, as the Ramban writes, and that's why the Gemara had an obvious answer that Rishus Lomim Mishka for Ptur Tashlumin, because smicha has a Ptur Tashlumin already. This must mean something else entirely. So how can the Gemara suggest Lo Chalkin? Right, unless one will be marchin to simply assume, okay, the Gemara was more interested in telling us the punchline. You're right, the Gemara could have answered that lo chokim is insufficient because you have to wear the kol advarim. But the Gemara wanted to demonstrate this was a great area, right, of proficiency of Rav. But still somewhat difficult. The Ktzos writes the following chiddush. The Ktzos is found in Simin Zayin, Sifkot and Beis. That perhaps that requirement of Rai L'Chol HaDvarim does not refer to Chachma. It doesn't mean necessarily that a person has to have mastered all Chelkei HaTorah in order to receive Smicha in a limited area. After all, the Gemara suggests Mishum Kol Chokim. The Ktzos writes the following chiddush that no, the Gemara is referring to Reilach Chol HaDvarim in terms of a psul haguf. For example, something such as a suma. Take a look at that Ktzos. Let's assume, for example, you could come up with cases that a person is psul in area A, but not psul in area B. The Ktzos discusses a case. Take a look of Edom Zoamin. Or a summa is an example. That's the chiddush that the Ksos deals with. If a person has a psul haguf, so in such an instance, he cannot receive smicha, that minui, even for areas of dina mamonos, where that psul is irrelevant. To be, for example, of the member of the Sanhedrin, a person cannot possess a mum. And a summa would be disqualified. One who is disqualified from Sanhedrin cannot even receive smicha, the dvaram hayichidim. But one who is not proficient in a given area, the Ksos writes the Kiddush, the lechora that would not prevent him from receiving smicha in a given area. Rai lechol avdara means in terms of psulei haguf, not necessarily in terms of chachmas haTorah. And the Ktzos quotes our Gemara. But that's why the Gemara suggested a possibility, Yishum de lo chalki. Again, that the extent that one can bring the raya from our Gemara presumes that the Gemara is referring to real smicha. If the Gemara is referring to simply netilas rishus, as Lechem Mishnah implies, right? So therefore, netilas rishus certainly makes sense to assume that you can have it in area A and not in area B. So that ha'orah the Rambam, understanding the Gemara, igamim ralam the rishus of the Mishkan, as well as the ha'orah of the Ktzos, right, that is assuming that our Gemara is dealing with actual smicha that was confirmed, not just simply what? A netilas rishus. Right, so smicha obviously, minyan gavra, to what extent that's true of netilas rishus, that we discussed, whether it's just midin melech, or whether it's considered to be a smicha lahatzchatzayim tosis is chiddush, that me, sheyesh l'rishus, yachalitin rishus. And as we discussed in the earlier shiurim, the possibility of differences between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, one can speak about such a minui in Bavel, either hefker bez nefker, or as the Rambam writes the chiddush, that no, that purely is considered to be that which is midin melech. Okay, tomorrow we'll discuss some parsha shiur, and then Ritzah Shem will continue Sunday with Talmud al-Yorah and Gendot Roshus Mirabo, and the Sugyan Erevim, what if Talmud is allowed to be Malakom Rabo, and then we'll pick up with the Sugyan of Yosifu Hadayanim and Dachayim.